Welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO as we get set to go into the roundtable, and it's going to be a little bit of a rapid fire. We've had several guests come in this morning. We want to start off with the high school football playoffs last night. A lot of playoff games going on. We'll start off in Class 1.
Yeah, Class 1, Tipton beat Salisbury 42-6, and Harrisburg defeated Westrand 14-10. So those two teams will now vie together for the District 2 championship. That game next week, Harrisburg against the undefeated Tipton Cardinal.
Bowling Green claimed the Class 2 District 2 championship win against Herman 28-20.
All right, Father Tolton and Lafayette County, man oh man, there's a lot of offense going on in that game. Father Tolton eliminated, losing 82-41. That's not a misprint, folks. Yeah. Lafayette County put up 82 points.
That's crazy. In the Class 2 District 7 semifinal, South Shelby eked out a 6-0 win over Monroe City, and they will actually play Mid-Buchanan, who beat Brookfield last night 26-14. That game next week in Mid-Buchanan, which Matt had to look that up as to where that's at.
I did. It's in Fawcett, Missouri.
Middle of their Buchanan.
Only 3 hours and 5 minutes away from Mexico.
Yeah. Only.
Right.
Hallsville is going on into Moberly after beating, or sorry, excuse me. Hallsville is moving on after going into Moberly and beating the Spartans 37-35 in the Class 3 District 3 championship game.
Blair Oaks, Ted LePage, once again winning another district championship, this time against Boonville 49-6 last night.
And Helias moving on, they beat Lebanon's Yellow Jackets 30-18.
Rockbridge handled Troy Buchanan in a 43-19 victory.
And eight-man football, the Paris Coyotes have their season ended by North Shelby in a 58-26 loss.
Hard to believe, but I believe Paris led that game 14-0 at one point and then lost it 58, as you mentioned, 58-26. So North Shelby really put on the offense in the second half.
A couple of things to talk about real quickly. University of Missouri women's basketball team winners last night on the road against Western Illinois. I don't think it was a huge surprise. 75-55 win there as Coach Robin Penchton's team picks up another victory. I think it's going to get a little tougher once you get into SEC play.
Well, she started the season kind of rough with an opening game loss to Vermont, but since then the ladies have kind of picked it up. Sophomore Grace Slaughter last night, 14 points with two triples, and she also grabbed 6 boards.
We're going to move on to, we need to talk about the Missouri men's basketball team. They had a 72-point victory the other night. It matched one of the biggest victories for a Mizzou men's basketball team. But once again, the competition that you're playing right now.
Mississippi Valley State is.
You're not getting a test. You're not getting a test at all. But you know what? A win's a win, so we'll put that in the column.
Yep.
Mizzou football with an unlikely win last week against Oklahoma in the final seconds of the game. Today they're going to have another tough opponent as they're going to be taking on 23rd-ranked South Carolina. Mizzou men ranked 24th. That takes place this afternoon at 3:15.
If they have any hope for the college football playoff, and what they do is very minimal at this point, they've got to win today for a couple of reasons. You can't have 3 losses and expect to get in, and you also need to beat a ranked team. They're 0-2 so far this season against ranked teams.
You think they were going to get that win against the Sooners last week, Manny?
No, none of us did.
Right.
We all said, I remember Saturday, we did not think that Mizzou was going to get that win, but I'm very glad that they did. It was a very entertaining game.
Unfortunately, we were all on tape. We're all recorded saying that they were going to lose to Oklahoma. I don't know if we have any predictions today.
I don't. I'm tired of making predictions because I feel like I'm always saying the wrong thing.
Well, that's the way predictions work. Yeah. Last night, a lot of people were hoping that Mike Tyson was going to get a win. But as they say, Father Time is undefeated. Mike Tyson, 58 years old, loses to the YouTuber Jake Paul, and you know it was on Netflix, and that was a whole experience
in
itself.
Not that I got to watch it.
Not a lot of people didn't get to watch that. They have 280 million subscribers. I don't know how many people subscribed yesterday. We'll get those numbers in a couple of days. But honestly, to me, that wasn't even the best fight of the night. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, they put on a show and had probably the fight of the year there last night. But yeah, my hopes for Mike Tyson, I think we're dashed. Do we get a Jake Paul Mike Tyson 2, I think is the question.
Why not?
Okay.
It made money. That's what that's for.
Yeah, that is the exact same thing. It's all about the cold hard cash.
Mike Tyson, 58 years old, goes the all eight rounds. I think that's an accomplishment in itself. That's saying something for the old guys, and I definitely know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sure you do.
All right.
Okay.
athlete shout out of the week, real quickly.
I have two: Missouri Military Academy soccer and swimming. Okay, I guess I have three, and then Bowling Green football for getting that district championship last night.
Very nice. Michael Doherty, your athlete of the week.
You know, I think I'm going to go with South Shelby. I'm going to pick a team. That was a heck of a game last night on the Country 96 Game of the Week. They only score 6 points, which the Cardinal have a high-flying offense. Didn't fly very high last night, but they got the one touchdown, and then their defense made it hold up.
I'm going to go with Gage Walker. He had a signing over at the Mexico High School Sports Complex yesterday. Played Mexico High School soccer for quite some time. He's going to go on to Central Christian College of the Bible to further his playing career. And he's also going to be studying early childhood education. Tells me yesterday that he hopes to come back and teach at McMillan Early Learning Center here in Mexico.
He's cadet teaching over there, so he's getting a head start. I'm really proud of him.
I love seeing our local athletes come back here and teach at the schools. Michael White is currently teaching here, so we'd like to see that trend continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Hunter Cuno will be back as a coach in about 5 years.
I think he would make an excellent coach.
I'm just signing him up early.
Listen, there's a lot of sports we didn't get to this morning. We know that, but it was jam-packed. We will try to get to everything next week. For Michael Doherty and Maddie Tolbert, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to The Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO.